Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. No one wants to pay more money than they have to Uncle Sam. So let's talk about some commonly missed tax breaks, credits, and deductions. With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Reinvested dividends. This is a tax break which many taxpayers overlook. When you have mutual fund dividends that are automatically used to buy extra shares, each reinvestment increases your tax basis in the fund, and then it reduces the taxable capital gain when you redeem your shares. Forgetting to include the reinvested dividends in your basis results in double taxation of the dividends, once when you receive them and later when they're included in the proceeds of the sale. I know that this sounds really geeky, kind of wonky. It may be even confusing to you, but it's important that I at least mention reinvested dividends. Now you need to ask your fund manager to provide you further explanation about what your tax basis is. There is something called the American Opportunity Credit. It used to be called the HOPE Credit, and it offered a $2,000 credit for college students for the first 2 years of college. After that, the lower lifetime learning credit applies. But now that credit has been renamed the American Opportunity, and it will rebate up to $2,500 for each qualifying student for the first 4 years of college. The full credit is available to individuals whose modified adjusted gross income is $80,000 or less, or $160,000 or less for married couples filing a joint return. These are just a few tax credits, breaks, or deductions that you might miss as you do work in 2010. It really is a good idea to talk to an accountant about all the areas where you can save on your taxes. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.